You're listening to Click Through, a total user experience podcast brought to you by Government Technology Insider. Each episode features best practices and strategies from federal modernization experts on how to use innovative technology to elevate total experiences. And now, here's your host, Kate Macri.
In this episode, we're taking a closer look at how federal agencies can drive modernization by pursuing customer experience and cybersecurity as a joint goal. To make progress on cybersecurity and cloud security, federal agencies need to apply design thinking with a focus on CX principles and human-centered design. DHS's new CX directorate and CISA's Secure by Design initiative aim to tackle these problems because improving cybersecurity and operational resilience starts with improving CX. For our conversation today, I'm talking with Matt Smith, Senior Advisor to the CISO at the Department of Homeland Security, and Kynan Carver, Cybersecurity Lead at Maximus, to discuss how to drive good design patterns aligned with CX principles so that cybersecurity is not a hurdle, but an accelerator for modernization. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Matt and Kynan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. So to start off our conversation, can you discuss why cybersecurity is so critical to developing a good customer experience? And maybe start by describing like the relationship between the two. Like, why should we be thinking about those two things together?
I do think that they're very related. I'm the cybersecurity expert. I work well with our customer experience experts, but in me, you don't have the same customer experience expertise that our CX folks have. But we do work together, and DHS is using data to help improve our customer experience in government services. We measure performance points in the customer journey. We have goals to strengthen the DHS operations, meet the needs of the federal employees as users, the public as users. We have a very broad and diverse definition of user, but the integrity of that data is critical in order for us to make good decisions and take action on improving those experiences. Cybersecurity primarily focuses on protecting the intended operations of information systems. So, every aspect of a customer experience is susceptible to being negatively impacted by a cyber attack. If something isn't working the way that it is intended to be working, then that's always a bad customer experience. And the role of cybersecurity is to protect those intended operations.
Yeah, definitely. Before I go to you, Kynan, mm-hmm. Matt, I feel like the other piece of that is then cybersecurity can also hinder the customer experience, even if it's not like a cyber attack. I feel like one of the things I hear from people working in government, but also in private companies, is I have all of these hurdles and hoops I have to jump through from a security standpoint just in order to access certain resources or do my job. Do you feel like that kind of plays into the thinking around CX and cyber a little bit as well?
To me, that's indicative of the two teams not working as well together as they feasibly could. From my point of view, and this certainly is Matt's point of view, and there's a variety of points of view in the cyber community, every time cybersecurity should have a positive impact on customer experience. I lean very much to the end of the spectrum to manage those externalities. I know there are some community, even some in government and some in DHS who, call the user is the front line of security. And most users don't want to be the front line of security.
Yeah.
That's work they didn't sign up for. That's training that costs a lot and maybe doesn't have the return on the investment that we're sending that way. But I'm much more along the thinking of transparent security, being able to kind of meet the ideal security is invisible security. And, the Clark's law of sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. I would love it if our security was indistinguishable from magic. That you just got secure operations because we invested in the capabilities and the expertise to provide invisible security. Because sometimes the users aren't motivated to circumvent security. They're trying to get a job done. They're trying to get something done quickly. CX focuses on ease and efficiency and speed and simplicity. And security needs to meet those goals as well. But the level of effort to provide that level of security is often prohibitive, especially at the scale the government operates in.
Absolutely. I saw you nodding a lot, Kynan. Would love to get your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah. So as Matt was indicating, CX is that customer user experience that really, quite frankly, it maps to the citizens of the United States, right? Like that's what DHS, and quite frankly, how Maxima supports DHS, is that citizen engagement, right? Creating a system that the citizen can interact with positively. And then on the user experience, the UX part is how do we secure that individual system that, employees of DHS or, contractors like Maximus utilize to access those resources to support the citizens. So having the, that nexus point of having, a good customer experience mixed in with a good employee experience is, I think, vital. And cybersecurity is an enabler to Matt, as Matt was indicating, right? Like we have always been, in the past, right? We've always been the, perceived as the office of no and the office of you can't do. But in today's world, like that isn't true anymore, right? Like we have to come together as a unified platform, a unified group, so that way we think about, what is the impact from a cyber policy on both the user, of the system and then also the customer. And then really shaping those policies with those frames of mind, really create a system of trust, right? Trust for the user, trust for the customer, but it really creates an effective cyber policy if you can bring those two viewpoints into cybersecurity itself. So totally echoing what Matt said, that those are not a part, those are one ecosystem, if you will, of the same philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like you both started to touch on this a little bit, but why is it so critical to balance those two things when you're trying to create this trust for the user, to balance CX and cybersecurity?
Yeah, I'll go real quick. So as Matt indicated, if cybersecurity creates policies that are too draconian, right, too hard, users will inevitably try to, circumvent that because they're trying to do their job. Same thing with the customer, right? As our citizens, right? If you're creating a web face, right, a web interface that is taxing to the user, well, the user may not even use it. So that's now we're losing, we're losing money from an investment on the government side, but we're also losing confidence in the citizen. And so that's where the nexus point is, right? So it's that understanding that if you keep them in mind and create policies or you invest in solutions, et cetera, that, look at both sides, then you really do go a long way in improving those relationships and creating, I think, ultimately a more secure ecosystem.
Balance obviously is important in everything. Doesn't always mean even balance, right? But I think it's the idea of ensuring that both of the missions are being met, right? And not cannibalizing one for the other, or choosing to focus in an unbalanced perspective. So, I mean, what security does is providing a positive user experience. So where we make decisions thinking though, well, that in order to secure something, we need to have a somewhat negative user experience, that just needs to be a rethought decision. And security is ensuring that those services are available, right? That if an unavailable service is a horrible user experience. And likewise, making sure that the integrity of these services and the data and that information used to make decisions that can be impacting to to rights and safety and financial well-being. You know, not a single user would be willing to kind of trade any of those things for a second faster page load when given that choice. But in the moment of a page load being a second too slow, some internal threshold gets triggered. You know, they're not thinking about the rights that are being protected or how safe they are today, right? So right. It's that balance of ensuring that we maintain the trust and the credibility of DHS and the services that we're providing to the nation, and not impeding our ability to provide those services by the tax of a poor customer experience.
Yeah. And, you know, I imagine that's a really pertinent issue for DHS, because DHS interacts with millions of people every single day. It's a very public facing federal agency.
DHS interacts with the public more than any other agency in government.
There you go. It's kind of a crazy statistic to think about it. I feel like that's not something most people would guess. And I also know that DHS just set up a new CX directorate. So Matt, could you tell us a little bit about some of the CX challenges facing DHS right now and how you guys are hoping to address those? And I know you're not in the CX directorate, but thinking about it from like the DHS perspective, and especially the implications for cybersecurity and just everything in IT, what's that looking like right now?
Yeah, and the CX directorate is in the CIO's office.
Yeah.
And ultimately the CIO owns the risk. You know, we work for him presently. The CISO directorate and the CX directorate do work very well together. DHS does interface with millions of public customers a day through digital, in-person, sometimes digital and in-person combined experiences. And we're working on building people-focused DHS that can deliver those trustworthy and fair, secure, easy to access services we were talking about. Some of them are burdensome, pleasantly, is maybe a fair way to say it, I think. So, you know, some of our interaction with government, I mean, with the public is confusing. It's yeah. Sometimes frustrating. You know, it ideally is not inequitable or inaccessible, but, you know, we're working at improving all of the experiences and ensuring that that's the focus, that those would be the standard of the services that we're providing. DHS has a burden reduction initiative with the goal of, let's see, the express goal of reducing the public burden associated with accessing DHS services by 20 million hours.
Wow.
I think that they... Well, you'd have to ask the CX folks if they've already met that goal or not, but they're making fantastic strides, and I think maybe have met it or surpassed at this point. Like I said, cyber provides the protection of the services and the efforts that they're undergoing.
That's a huge goal. Thinking about it from the CIO holistic perspective, what's the relationship between those CX challenges that you're trying to solve and cybersecurity and digital modernization in the cloud, thinking of like zooming out for a minute and thinking about the other IT modernization efforts going on?
I've been a risk executive with the FedRAMP program as a technical representative to the Joint Authorization Board for 12 years now or something. The migration of government to cloud has been a process. Providing secure services in cloud has been a process, but has always proven a positive return. The cloud services, cloud native services, are generally an improvement on the methods and means of securing information. You know, we went from kind of being cloud phobic to cloud embracive, and certainly DHS has had some huge strides in migrating to the cloud, and has some components that have led government in providing cloud-based services to the public. So, you know, our ability to Secure those services is where we need it to be. It enables additional transformative cyber efforts that we have to move to zero trust security approaches. Many of the cloud native services are just inherently zero trust and fit very well into our strategies. And in dealing with the efforts to secure our use of artificial intelligence, it was almost entirely cloud-based and certainly serviced by our ability to secure those cloud services. So it is the direction of everything that we're doing.
Kind of would love to get your perspective on that from the industry point of view. What does the relationship look like between common CX challenges, especially for a federal agency as large as DHS that interfaces with so many people every day, and cybersecurity and digital modernization and thinking about the cloud?
Yeah, so I'll use an example. I think if I'm correct, TSA is looking at rolling out some digital identification, right? So if you think about that as the use case for, a CX and then ultimately a UX, they have to do that, at scale and have to do it securely. So you're talking about, rolling out some form of a tokenization, which obviously is going to help secure, that individual's identity across the fabric. And as Matt said, as the agencies are, in going to the cloud, and the cloud's already zero trust or on its way to zero trust architecture, the government gets to inherit a lot of those existing controls and, measures to keep that information secure. So as organizations look to modernize their applications, right, as DHS pointed out, right, secure by design is something that they have to look at. And shift, security as part of the development life cycle. And I know that's something somewhat jumping around, but as you're, in that cloud and as you're building out these new applications, like I said, the digital ID for TSA is the example, those underlying principles, those technologies are paramount, right? So they're paramount for both the citizen experience and how well that's adopted as, an application or a feature. But it's also on the back end, from the individual user who administers the system, like how easy is it for that individual to control that system, to set forth those policies, and like Matt said, put an AI or ML where it starts to automate those responses, so you're not having such a taxing user experience on the back end. And those are just, again, part of the ecology that we're in today. Some of the things that, as Matt indicated, we get inherently through the cloud, especially cloud native applications that are built purposely for that cloud use.
Yeah, so you're kind of teeing up my next question there, kind of, because you mentioned secure by design and how you can kind of get ahead of that. How can CX principles or a CX mindset improve application migration and development in the cloud without compromising that cybersecurity piece?
So I'll jump in real quick. So as the, again, using the customer as the focal point when you're doing software development is not necessarily new, but doing it with the lens of security as a part of the initial phase of development is somewhat, more interesting, right? Like we've done it, but we haven't had serious discussions around it. So pivoting to that model, making the user your epicenter of your development. And thinking through, if again, just using policy as an example, but there's many other things. But crafting that policy that interacts with that tool to safeguard, again, just use identity, right? Especially with zero trust. Using understanding that, creating a methodology where the user, in the customer isn't overtly impacted and has a positive experience, it is just fundamentally good, right? Like that just creates a well-received application up front, and then on top of it, it's secure before you deploy it, which is the whole point of secure by design.
Yeah, one of the things that I know our CX group has been doing parallels very much to what security and operations have learned to do with cloud services. The nature of cloud and certainly the cloud providers is, fundamental to how they've built the cloud is to make it as inexpensive for them as possible to do one more. Right. And
Right.
so, kind of learning that model where we can make it as quick and even easy to do one more in the cloud securely is the goal and kind of where we've put a lot of these efforts. So what we get from cloud is kind of the ability to do once and use many. And certainly government has some onerous, even burdensome processes to secure things. And we'd all rather that than insecure federal processes, right? But finding that balance, sometimes some days are better than others. But putting the effort into doing something well once and reaping the reward every additional time that you use it is not only the nature of cloud services, but the nature of securing the cloud, the more we get adoption of that model. And likewise, our CX folks are doing fairly similarly. They've got a mountainous job to reduce the burden of legacy government processes. And so, they've developed a tool set for CX tools and the idea of, let's build processes, let's enable tools, let's allow the department at large easy ways to get it right, reduces the burden on the service providers who are trying to reduce the burden on the user.
Is that kind of tapping into that idea of golden pathways for software development, where you have like some pre-vetted avenues through which folks can innovate and develop in the cloud that have been basically pre-vetted from a security standpoint? Is that kind of like the mindset there from the tech perspective?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the angle. Sometimes the shared responsibility of cloud provider consumer isn't as efficient as we'd always like it to kind of hope it to be. Very often the providers are very focused, laser focused on ensuring efficiencies in how they provide services. But then sometimes anything that's different becomes a customer responsibility. And so getting to the point where, as a customer of cloud services, we can minimize the differences and find efficiencies in our own, so that we can kind of take advantage of those do once use many models, sometimes is more successful than other times. But that's definitely the goal and the objective. And it does prove out to be more efficient and effective in providing, better customer and user experiences, the more efficient and effective we can be at providing those services in ways that meet federal requirements, meet mission needs, and meet customer intent.
As we're wrapping up our conversation here, we have time for one or two more questions. Pulling on that thread a little bit, how can government and industry balance those different levels of responsibility for cybersecurity, especially when you're thinking about that customer experience and user experience angle? How are you thinking about that at DHS?
So there's inherently governmental things in security that sometimes ruffle the provider consumer relationship feathers a little bit. There's just things that we can't offload the responsibility for, nor would the public want us to. But that drives cooperative engagement with providers to ensure that our incident response is collaborative, that our security measures and assessments are collaborative. We need more automation. FedRAMP is developing additional automation that may help, that is overdue. Departments have been developing additional automation. Automation is going to provide the foundation for all of the zero trust things that we want to do. That mountain is not climbable without automation and orchestration providing the tools to do it. So these transformative efforts are on the back of automation that we're still working to put into place. So with better automation, we are going to have exponentially better outcomes and services. So I think the customer experience folks kind of see similar rewards on some of that, but I think it does have a bigger win on the cyber side. Like we said, especially if we're trying to achieve some of those, transparent objectives and minimal impact to customer security.
I would love your perspective on that as well.
Matt's right. Automation is the key in order to make zero trust fully realized. I will say part of when we start automating things, and really when we start developing a secure application, I think it's important to start sharing that information. Kind of like in my mind, government and industries are a partnership, right? And then one of the plus sides to both sides is essentially the publication of, like, for example, automated scripts, right? Or playbooks if you're looking at a SOAR. But if you're looking at software factories, the ability to publish that information, to improve on that information, will go a long way to, again, enhancing that UX and then CX environment. So to me, that partnership is just so necessary, right? And we're an enabler to, the government's mission, trying to, serve the populace.
My last question for both of you is, taking that conversation another step further, can this shared responsibility between government and industry for these different security needs and CX needs, can that help create a better customer experience, this shared responsibility for cybersecurity? How do you see that shaking out?
I think it's necessary, right? Like we have to, the result of a good, well, partnership is advancing, the citizens' engagement with the government, right? Like making that positive. Having that is just so vital, right? Like we're all citizens of this nation, and we all would like to have positive experiences when we interact with our government. And so having the government set those policies, set those thresholds, and then companies like Maximus being, an enabler to that is, I think, how we really, do business, and we do business well, right? That there's a reason why, the cloud was really invented and utilized by the government, because it allows the government to get to the essence of what is the, the citizen need, what does the citizen want from, our constituents or from the government itself.
Definitely, I think when everyone's rowing in the same direction, of course we're going faster, right? So some of it, like you were saying, is just about that orchestration, about the partnership. We're trying to improve processes that lower costs, that provide savings and cost avoidance, that give us faster times to market, less maintenance support training. The goals are aspirational, but they're common. We all, in all our partnerships, we want the same things. As we accomplish, the more we accomplish those, the more we heighten our credibility, the more we get the trust of the user, the more timely the benefits and services that we can provide. And ultimately, these are all things that provide the foundation for improving our national security mission and outcomes, which benefits everyone, of course, but is often not the in the moment issue that we're having with the customer. And so starting with those beneficial experiences ultimately results in the overall mission of DHS.
This has been a great conversation this afternoon. Thank you both, Matt and Kynan, for joining us today. And a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I'm your host, Kate Macri. Join us next time for more strategies for optimizing total user experiences from government to you.
If you want to hear more proven strategies for leveraging innovative technology to improve total experiences in federal government, please subscribe to this podcast or visit us at our website, governmenttechnologyinsider.com. This podcast was produced by Government Technology Insider and sponsored by Maximus.